السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ونس اگین اہلن وسہلن ومرحبن بكم ٹو دس ایڈیشن آف دا کافی ایکسپریس کمنگ ٹو یو لائیو اینڈ ایکسکلوسولی فرام دا اسٹوڈیوز آف مرکز صحابہ آن لائن صوت اہل السنہ والجماعہ دا وائس آف دا اہل السنہ والجماعہ ان ڈربن on this Saturday morning, the 25th of Dhul Qa'dah, 1446, corresponding with the Gregorian date, the 24th of May, 2025. Alhamdulillah, we just completed our first segment on the characteristics and the nature of the Yahud. We now get into our next segment, which is called Straight Talk with our guest, Brother Ahmad Parak Hafizahullah. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ برادر احمد پارک.
وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اهلاً وسهلاً to all our radio listeners on a beautiful Saturday morning. مولانا الحمدللہ, we are back.
الحمدللہ. I hope you had a restful weekend last weekend.
جی مولانا, I was driving to Kauteng. My nephew went for a triple bypass, so I was driving, so therefore I couldn't stop on the way. We won't get good reception, that's what my problem. So I said, you know, I'd rather tell you well in advance, Mawlana Ji.
Yeah. Now, coming to our first issue, you know, the opening issue is always matters related to kafan and dafan. Are there any new developments related to kafan and dafan?
Ji Mawlana, alhamdulillah, I have engaged top advocates of Durban who do criminal law, and they are looking at the moment as we speak. They have been, this week we had some engagement where they are looking up on the act, on the Criminal Procedure Act, and that act now they are compiling documentation, is going to Parliament this year. So it will be debated in Parliament to say that what we want to do is we want to do the, instead of opening the bodies, we want to put it through the X-ray machine. Like, and we got precedents from the international community, especially in the UK and America and various other countries where they do not open the bodies. So I think, yeah, we have done our homework. We have already sorted the machinery for us getting the thing done. We have already engaged with somebody that who have got the machines already. As he said, do not duplicate, do not reinvent the wheel. So there, we are ready there. So only thing what is holding us back is the Act, the Criminal Procedure Act, which has to come to Parliament, and there must be an amendment to that so that we will be able to use that machine in South Africa, inshallah. And we will be the first, inshallah, it will have a first model in Durban, and we will be the first, then we will have to roll it out through all the other provinces in the country, inshallah.
Inshallah. That would be much better, because from, what I heard is, when they cut the bodies up and they remove organs and things, they don't really stitch them back in place. They just dump them back into the body and stitch the body up. Now, in Islam, definitely that is, you know, a display of disrespect to the deceased. So this new system would, be in keeping with what Islam requires of us in the manner that we treat our deceased.
Ji Mawlana, that is the sole purpose of putting this facility in place here. And then we will, obviously, to all the top ulamas of the country will give us the Sharia point of it as well. So that is very easy. It's not a major train smash. The main thing is the Criminal Procedure Act does not make it possible for us to use that machine. It cannot be used in court, the High Court or the Magistrate Court or the Regional Court in the country. So that's what we are doing. So once we get that act passed, then inshallah we will be in a position where the machine we will do the first machine in, as I said, in Durban, and from there we will take it to the other province, inshallah. That's our aim and object, and it will make it much easier in terms of our Sharia law. What it will, you know, we're not opening up the body and more takleef to the marhum. That is my whole idea, inshallah, Mawlana.
Inshallah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla make this quest a successful one. Now, the burning issue. The executive committee held a special meeting on the 23rd of May, which was yesterday, to address urgent service delivery needs, approve critical infrastructure investments, and strengthen developmental partnership. Several resolutions were adopted. Now, can you just brief us on what were adopted to accelerate implementation and respond to current challenges facing the municipality? Could you brief us on what actually happened on this in this meeting? Because as we know, the situation in Durban is quite critical. In fact, just last night, a flat on the top floor of Sydenham Heights, burst into flames. I don't know what was the cause, but that those three blocks of flats, those concrete buildings at the beginning of Ripon Road, they have been having problems with water, particularly ever since December.
Well, Anna, I think let's start with the good news first, because everybody is waiting for the good news, especially the consumers. I think that is first, and then we will come to this part, what you wanted. I will address this as well. The very first important good news is there will be no tariff increases. So take your rates. It has gone from 6.5 to 5.9%. So there's a decrease. Your water is from 15% has gone now. It will be 13% for business, from 16 to 14. Then you take your residential refuse has been reduced from 14 to 12%. So your domestic refuse from 9.9% to 9%. Electricity, that is the only area we couldn't do anything because our hands are tied, because you've been controlled by National Energy, and that whatever they say, the increase is after fighting from 17%, we brought it right down to 12.72%. So that's the good news. There will be no increase in your life, water, account or anything like that. The other very good news at the moment is, as of 31st of January, if you owing 5,000 rand to the municipality, it can be either your rates, light and water. On that 5,000, long as it's in arrears till the 31st of January, you bring it to us, right? You can bring it through to my office. I will do the documentation. You will get 50% of that, so you only pay 2,500, but you'll have to pay once off. It will get cleared. Then you take your February, March, April, and May accounts. You add that together. Say it comes to another 7,000 or 8,000. I don't know what normal, you get various different months, how much the usage is. Say you got 7,000 there. On that 7,000, over the 4 months, we will write off the interest, and that 4 months you can run that. You can get a facility where you can pay it over 6 months. So that's where we give you concession. Our book has, we speak, Molana, is sitting on 36 billion. Now on that 36 billion, there's 19 million is doubtful that we'll have to eventually, in the next financial year, write it off, because you're not going to recover that money. And that's where they have now employed 9 companies, debt collectors. I don't know if you haven't paid your account. Some of them have already got letters to them. They went to them personally, meeting them after hours to say, how best are you prepared to pay your debt? Now, some of them saying, you know what, we don't have anything. So they said, you have to, because they cut you off now, because end of the day, you're owing the municipality the account. So that's where we are at the moment in terms of this debt relief program. Now, I think our community must take advantage of this year, because as we speak, there is a fuel top lawyers in Durban and surrounding. they are saying that Maulana pays his account when he gets his bill. He sometimes queries the bill, but if he's there, he owes the municipality for light, rates and water. He's owing 10,800 rand. He paid that. There's no argument or anything. He pays his account on time. How come all these people are getting relief and all that? People are just taking advantage of this. They're saying that, you know, they know the council is looking for money. Every 2-3 months, they are going to come up with something. So that is where we are having a problem at the moment, because people like yourself, myself, and who we pay our account on time, there's no arrears in our accounts or anything. So we are at a disadvantage, because now the guy is not paying deliberately and they're getting big write-off, like 50% on 5,000 is 2.5 grand. Now 2.5 grand is a lot of money. So this is where our problem. So I'm saying to our community, before an application is brought by these attorneys or anybody else, the way we got the 30th of June, you take advantage of it now. So at least you can come out of your debt. At least you got 50% write-off. It's a lot of money. Even if you have to borrow from somebody and pay that debt off, you are clean and you can make some arrangement with whoever you borrowed that money with. It will be much better, because otherwise, if you don't get into this debt relief program, what will happen is you only are occurring interest, and in the end, you will be paying a lot of money. So there's an advantage here. We need to use it. That's one. The second issue is, Maulana, all our madrasas, masjid, any NGOs, that it is religious organization. This is NPO, NGO, or NPC, non-profit company. Come to me. I got on my table at the moment maybe 5 or 6 institutions right up to other side of Maritzburg, yet it is not in my jurisdiction. But I'm helping them because I know how these processes work. You know, we take, Maulana, we take poop, either don't drink it and sleep, especially our Muslim community. Only when they're in trouble, they'll look for somebody, hey, sort this one out for me, I'm in trouble here. They'll keep phoning you 10 times and all. But the non-Muslim organization, when it comes to the paperwork, the churches and all that, where they got NPO, NPC companies and all that, non-profit, the paperwork is 100%, and they go to the council, sort their lives out there, and they're getting all this concession. We are in a position where if you are an NPO, NGO, NPC company, you get 100% rate write-off. So you don't pay that, because you are a religious organization. You are exempted, like a masjid, madrasa, or ulum or something like that. You bring through to me, we work it out, and you do it, you write it off. It's paperwork. But once you get that, then you set. I got big madrasas, they paid like 1.2 is in for about 1.2 million. They're in for 700,000 rand, 600,000 rand. They're in for rates. Now I'm asking them, why should we be paying rates when you are an Islamic institution and you are a masjid? We don't have to. They say, we don't know. There's no such thing, we don't know. You need to find out. All these things are there. We have to take advantage of these things. And if you know any institute, Maulana, that need assistance, send them to me. I'm prepared to help them. Because why? Give this money away. We can take this money and use it into our other institution or in the madrasa for other uses as well. So that's where we are. Coming to your question, Maulana, regarding some of the main issues that was tabled during the week, and then on Monday we're going to be tabling the budget. I think this time the budget will go through. There is one or two gray areas that on Monday we're going to debate it fully, because end of the day, this one here, it will, this reduction on live water, sanitation, residential refuse and all that, it was a balancing act besides the electricity so much. But it was a balancing act. We had to do something like that because the community coming down very, very heavy. They're saying, you know what, we're not getting services. Why should we pay this extra increases? That's the reason they brought 1-2% down here, 1-2% here, here and there to balance the book. That's what it is. Now, coming to the main question is what we are going to be in new issues that we are going to be spending money on housing, rural development, 784 million on water and sanitation, but it's too less. We cannot, that money of 784, we need a couple of billions, maybe 1-2 billions we require to sort our water and sanitation. That's a big issue. When it came to water tankers, now we have got like 299 water tankers, but I don't think that is the right number, because from the last site inspection when I did, there was like about 30 water tankers were at the repairs and all that. So that issue we want to pick up on Monday as well. So these are all the amounts and money they're going to put. They're going to now also put solar projects. Now, you know, they're very, very clever on this one here, Molana. What they're doing is they're giving you a break to put the solar and all that. In the end of the day, they want to come and build you. They say, no. Now you're putting solar. They want to take a commission from you to say you're using so much solar. They want to start taxing you. But for now, just to keep the peace, I think they're just allowing city rolling out smart solar project. Now, this is just a ploy. So this is the issue that we want to take very strongly. They're spending like 25 million into our music award partnership with the Tshikweni municipality. I don't think that is needed, because that money can be used in other areas. Green fields, we busy working on that. So these are the items that they have brought, and they're balancing the books where they would be putting more housing and all. Phase 1, 2 and 2A, like about 2,800 houses are going to go. But it's not enough. There's, you know, to take out your 594 informal settlement, you need a couple of thousands of houses to house them. That's our biggest problem is, Molana.
You know, regarding this water, the one problem now, I live very close to those buildings in Sydenham, the one where there was a fire last night. Like if you take last Thursday, we had load shedding and we didn't have water on that day. The water trucks did come, but they came right in that period 6 to 8 when there's load shedding. And those buildings are high up, you know, it's like 10, 12 stories. There's no lifts. People come down to the truck, they have to walk down 10 flights. One pensioner actually said she pays people 50 rand to go down. She's just collecting only pension. 50 rand to go and get water for her from the water truck, which is in the, you know, within the property of the building. And this is really causing hardship for the people. And another strange thing is, you'll get some flats, some of the apartments there will get water when water does come, while others, you know, on certain floors, there's no water. How does this happen? One building, but certain flats get water and some doesn't get water.
Jim, Molana, you see, sometimes, depending in where the, you know, the line that you've been placed, you will have from 5 blocks come from this manhole and the other one comes from the left. So sometimes you might have that problem. The issue that you raise, very, very valid one, is when the water tankers come and you're on a block of flat, 8th floor or 10th floor, how do you come down to pick up water? There is a big issue that we are addressing at the moment is this water tanker mafias. And this is causing big, big problem for us. And, you know, in our religious organization, like if you go to Oslanga, got their own tanker, Twin Clothing has got a tanker, Give of the Givers have got tankers. So we are assisting the community via our Islamic organization. Now, they are also now blocking us. They're saying, no, hold on, you're cutting our business now, you see. And then what they want is, yet we have our own tankers. We're saying 299. Now we need to, right, from here we got issues with the council in terms of repairs and all that. We bought now 100 new tankers. So we shouldn't be getting any hired tankers from the outside or, you know, from the hiring companies to bring in more water and all that. So I think our water issue is almost coming right, but it will take another 6 to 8 months to get it totally right, because you need to put pipes right through. So that's where, you know, people, you know, we sometimes cry for 2 days. You go to check for, they cry for 1 week, there's no water. So, you know, it is a problem. But if you can't get your reservoirs right, and that's where we're spending a lot of money at the moment. We're getting our reservoirs right and where the bulk water is coming through, so we'll be able to supply. And if we can't supply there and our pumps are not right, so we need, we're putting new pumps and everything else. Because the infrastructure in Molana is totally finished. There's nothing left. Now we have to start from scratch to fix this from the reservoir to our pump station, to the pump station to feed all the houses. And that's where our major, major problem is. And in fact, you know what? Since the last judgment from the SEA, you know, the Northern Cape judgment, all these guys in council now, they can't make, they give any tender or anything. They're at the moment very, very frightened to even sign off any tender document or any invoice till they verify it and all. Because now that judgment makes it very, very clear, we hold you as the city manager, the head of department, personally liable. So he is also, he's on the guard and he's making his team, making sure that everything is right. Otherwise, that he comes before us in MPEC, and we nailed them there. And in fact, when I was there on Thursday in MPEC, we have got like a, something like 154 cases. All this thing here, we went to the commissioner of police and we said to them, from 2017 to now, why nobody has been convicted? So we're getting a report in the next meeting, in the first week of June, telling them how many has been charged and where the cases are, and why is the delay. If they can't do anything, then we can direct to NPA, and we're going to ask Shamila Botoy, all these cases, yeah, this is government. Why are you holding to it? Where is, why investigation is not done? So, you know, everybody is in a back foot at the moment. And things are, you know, between you and if you look at it compared to the other cities and all that, if you go to Tower in this central CBD, Monaka, you'll see it's starting to take shape. They're starting to clean. If you go Randall's Road, they're fixing the roads up there. Alpine Road, the things are happening. You can see things are starting to happen because there is no time. Election will be in the first week of February or March in 2027 for the 26th election. Because 1st of November next year, the council has to be dissolved and they have to give 90 days notice for the election to take place. So the ANC and the other major political parties and all, they're all in a dilemma. They don't know what's going to happen. So everybody is making sure they're doing something to make sure it the service delivery is in place for them to start getting votes. That's where the issue is, Morana.
Talking about roads, what surprised me the other day on Thursday, my daughter lives in Asheville, and I went to drop her off. I saw them resurfacing Donata Avenue, which is a road that is just used basically by the residents of Donata Avenue. And of course, people come to Mallinson Road Mosque, and there's a temple opposite the mosque and the school. But Randall's Road, particularly by that area of the new Cecil Garage and where Shifa Hospital is, it's terrible. And it made me wonder, why are they prioritizing Donata Avenue over Randall's Road?
Now, you know what happened here, Molana? In fact, last night I drove there and I saw what you just, Donata Avenue, and you'll see the when they bring Randall's Road by Shifa and all that type. And the further down where you're talking about the new masjid is there and all that. That is already in the pipeline. As soon as they finish there, they're going to go down right through there. All that road is going to go. But you're right there, Donata Avenue, you didn't need so much of it. They could have just patched it and used that thing for elsewhere where you got big potholes and all. I agree with you there. So I need to just check one. You see, some of these things was already passed about 2-3 years ago. So that's the reason. And you know, when the budget comes, when the money came in, and that was already allocated for that purpose. So that's where we did it.
And last week, I suppose I asked you about this. There's some good news about subcontractors now being blacklisted for substandard work. Now, you know, what action will be taken besides being blacklisted and money being wasted because of substandard work? Is there any other action that's going to be taken against this subcontractors?
First and foremost, we in council, we got CIIU, the investigation unit. So it's a fully fledged, like, you know, how you have a police station, which is similar to that. They do internal investigation. And once that investigation is done, it has to come before and back to us, where 11 of us sit there. And then we decide whether this matter must be prosecuted or not to prosecute it and all that. So now all these issues that we have, now we see that these are the companies that have not delivered their services and substandard materials they use. And where you will saw, Molana, you know, one thing I was baffled about 2-3 months ago, when you get a heavy wind, block, you know, I built a lot of houses in my time, you know, blocks and all that. You know, we did when we were lighting and all that, you know, we outbuildings and all, we just put it up a block. That thing is still standing. Now, yeah, you get one wind, that guy built it up with blocks and he used cement. With the wind, how that whole building can come down, I can't understand what happens here. So, you know what? So, somewhere along the line, they're not using the right mixture of cement. The blocks maybe is not FABS or something like that. So this is the problem. All the substandard contractors and all they have, you know, they get a contract and they give it to three other guys and they collect money. And there's that guy there, he's only interested in making money. He's not interested whether that house is going to stand or it's not going to stand. That's the problem. So what we have now decided came before us. So we blacklisted. Once you are blacklisted, you can't do business with the municipality. Now what they do is, Morana, now once you got ANA project, PTY limit, now you are blacklisted, your name is gone, your ID, because we take your ID, everything, so you can't do business with the Itigwini municipality. Now I put Morana Khan to I put a new company, now you got this thing, and I still give it to subcontractors. So indirectly, you're still involved with the Itigwini, but you're not coming, you're no more at the front, you're just behind the scene, you're getting the thing done. So at the end of the day, they're killing the cat, in other words, that's where the issue is. So we are watching how, who is there. We're doing proper due diligence. So we think we'd rather spend money on somebody who can do, like how you know, when you put up a project, you get a plans done, then you get your architect, then you get your engineer, and then you get a QS. The QS will tell you exactly what mixture you must need, how many bricks you'll need, how many pockets of cement you'll need, how many days that job will take, all that. We think we want a QS department within the Itigwini municipality. And that's where we're fighting hard. Once we get that, I don't think you want to have all the substandard. And they will do the proper due diligence, whether who that subcontractor, you can't just give it to anybody. We want to see your track record, who you did work for and where you did. We're going to have a look at some of your work and all that. That's that unit we want to put together now, Morana.
Inshallah. I know many years ago when I was working for Islamic Relief and there was strong winds in Durban, and we went to an area in Molweni that's near Pinetown. And that area seemed like it was hit by an earthquake. There were all these RDP houses there. And when we made inquiries, we found out that the cement and sand mixture wasn't the proper ratio. There was more sand than cement in the mixture. That is why those houses just fell down with the wind. Anyway, inshallah, we will continue with our discussions next Saturday. You will, inshallah, get your podcast during the day. And jazakumullah khair al jaza for your valuable time and the valuable information that you give us as members of the public. Inshallah, we will talk again next week. Assalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.